Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We got a special interview right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. DJ Bolden is going to join us right now. There's a documentary coming out on CuriosityStream.com on basically the Muck City. CuriosityStream is fourth and forever Muck City. And we're going to talk to DJ Bolden right now, who is the head coach out there for Pahokee. DJ, really appreciate the time this morning. And this documentary looks like it's going to be fantastic to watch. Thanks for your time once again.
Thank you guys for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Hey, listen, DJ, I heard great things, man. I was over there and talking, and what you're doing over there is really cool. I've told everybody's got to see a Muck Bowl, right? Everybody I know are football. We talk about Dayton and Broward football, but I got to tell you, I've been over the last 2 years. It's the most unique, coolest thing to see Pahokee and Glade Central kind of back up against each other and play that game and how big it is to that community. But I know the documentary is about a lot more than just that. Talk about it a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, the Muck Bowl itself has to be special when FSSAA gives us an opportunity to play on Saturdays when all the other schools finish their football season on Friday. This event is so big, they allow us to play on the Saturday, which gives many people opportunities to come out to the Glades and check out one of the biggest rivalries in the country. But the documentary itself obviously highlights the Muck Bowl, but it also highlights the camaraderie with the communities and kind of like the brotherhood between the two towns. And it definitely highlights the academic part and just a band of people coming together to try to give these kids an amazing experience throughout their high school's careers.
That's great. Hey, I got to add this. I've been different places, and we hear about football in Ohio and Texas and California and even Florida. But I got to tell you, I just feel like football in that area is kind of the key that allows you to do a lot of other things, right? More education, everything else. Football is just, it's incredible. It becomes a big party on Saturday, and everybody's talking about it.
Absolutely. Football is definitely a way or a ticket out. We don't have many resources down in the Glades area. Specifically in Pahokee, we don't have a chain restaurant. We don't have movie theaters. We don't have skating rinks or different outlets for kids to just be kids. So you kind of take on the adult mindset and kind of focus in on your craft. And most kids are gifted athletes, and a lot of kids see football as a way out because of, you know, the guys prior to them, the Anquan Boldens, the Ricky Jacksons of the world, myself, like guys that have taken the opportunity of football and used it to their benefit. And obviously you and I know you can't go to college unless you have grades. And now kids are understanding the big picture at hand. Like, yes, I can play football. I can't have football without the academic part. And, you know, kids are totally buying in. This year, I had 90% of my kids with a 3.0 or higher. That was our team GPA. You know, accolades like that will go unheard of because it's not on the gridiron. But for us in Pahokee, that's a milestone. You know, that's something to be applauded with the kids and how serious they are about the academic part and about them understanding the big picture at hand. Because there have been many legends through Pahokee that you would never hear about because they never got an opportunity to leave because of academics.
Right, DJ, yeah, it's amazing, too, when if people don't know about the area there, obviously it's one of the largest sugarcane crop areas in the country, and mm-hmm. what I always laugh at, too, is because whenever you see a documentary, you see something talking about that area out there by the muck, you see the burning of the sugarcane fields, you see the chasing the rabbit stuff, and I always thought that that was kind of a thing, they're just saying that, until you see, you know, video or something. Can you explain that one to, for someone who's never seen a video or seen some of those kids out there, or seen yourself or the older guys out there, because I'm just assuming that Fred Taylor and Ricky and your brother and everyone out there, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, but the burning of the sugarcane crops and the chasing the rabbits, can you tell a little bit of the lore of that?
Absolutely. It's entertainment, if anything. It's probably dangerous entertainment. Now that I look back on it, just being out on a field where there's cane burning, and if you get too close, you probably get burnt. But, you know, when we hunt the rabbits, obviously, when they burn the sugar cane, it just erupts with a whole bunch of wildlife running away from the fire, and you kind of cage in the rabbits a little bit because they're running from the fire, but they're trying to get to the canals, and you're closer to the canals, so when they're coming out, you know, rabbits don't run in a straight line. They kind of zigzag, and they bounce, and they glide, and, you know, you use that, you know, to chase down the rabbits. You have a stick and or your hand. You know, a lot of guys are really good pros now. They're catching cottontails with their bare hands, man. I've never done that before. That's pretty unique. You know, and when it does happen, which is burning of the cane, we call it the burn down. That is our snow, if you will, on the glaze, where the black ash falls from out of the sky. That's a clear indication that there's a burn down close by somewhere. And most guys are pretty excited after school hours to get to the burn down and go catch rabbit. Most guys eat it. Some guys sell it for revenue. But it's just all a sporting game, really. I mean, we sound like Neanderthals or indigenous people when you're talking about, you know, sporting game and rabbits. But it's part of the tradition on the glaze. Not everybody do it, but a lot of people do it. And, I mean, we've had no real serious injuries that I've heard of. So even though it's quite dangerous and irresponsible in my mind, we've been fortunate enough to not have any casualties.
DJ, are the players from Glade Central and Pahokee, because the area right there next to each other, are the kids pretty close to each other?
Yes, probably more closer than I remember. I remember when I grew up, we used to get together on, like, different football fields and just do one-on-ones. But now it's so integrated now because a lot of kids used to go to Pahokee and they go to Belgrade now because their parents moved to Belgrade and or vice versa. So a lot of the kids know each other. And then now you have the Student Aces Center, which is a phenomenal asset to both programs. And both schools take advantage of the Student Aces Center. So it's like the meeting point for both of the kids. And obviously once you're around somebody long enough, you get to know them and you kind of build a bond there. And that's just... that just goes to speak to the fan, the glaze, if you will. Like, I mean, 364 days out of the year, we are all good, you know. But that one day, the mug bowl, you know, we hate each other. But after that, it's all back to family and brotherhood and camaraderie in both communities.
I don't know how you get ready for that damn game with that smell of barbecue all around that field. And by the way, the fields are beautiful, unbelievable fields for both Glades Central and Pahokee. I was just blown away on how nice everything was.
Mm-hmm. They do a phenomenal job preparing for it. Obviously, it's a week-long event. It's a lot of build-up and anticipation going into the game. I must admit... it was just as exciting as a coach as it was when I was a player. That was a big question mark of mine going in. You know, will the thrill of the game be as exciting as it was when I was a player? And I must admit, man, not being in control of things as a coach makes the thriller even more so. Like, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of buildup, a lot of frustration, but it's all good at the end of the day.
DJ, I got to tell you that Joe, I think when I was it last year, Joe, or the year before you went out to the Muck Bowl, and he came back, and all he could talk about was a half mile out while he was waiting in line to get in to the Muck Bowl, all you could smell was barbecue. All he talked about was the barbecue and the smell from a half mile out. I need to go out there just to see, because I love watching football and high school football, but I've never been to the Muck Bowl, and for people who have never been out there, Joe described it beautifully last year when he talked about how amazing this was, how the Pahokee and the Belgrade people, all they came together into the stadium, and this was the biggest thing. Like you said, 364 days a year, you guys are all family. But that one day a year, it is a rivalry, and it's one of the greatest rivalries in high school football. And the players that came out of it, you, Anquan, Santonio Holmes, Ricky Jackson, Fred Taylor. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this list right now, and I'm like, well, this should be documented. I'm excited to see this. And by the way, it starts streaming today on CuriosityStream.com, 4th and Forever Muck City. But just that day, I mean, that's all Joe talked about. Barbecue, barbecue, barbecue from a half mile out.
DJ. It's a special day for many reasons. I mean, it's like a family reunion for most people. A lot of people don't come home until that time of year. If you've never had a college experience, meaning football game, you have 30,000 people out there. That's pretty significant for small towns like that. So it's a really special event for numbers of reasons.
Hey DJ, your brother, as soon as you drive up there, man, Anquan Bolden he's been really good. That we're talking about the amount of money he's donated back to where he grew up. I think it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. For a guy that was just an unbelievably great player at the NFL level. Is he still active with things over there?
Anquan is definitely active. If you know anything about Anquan, he don't like being out front with a lot of things. He loves to give in charity, but he likes to play the background. He came to numerous of games. He supported in many different facets. Another thing that I implemented with my football program is mentoring. Every Wednesday, we partner up with Balanced Living Mentorship. And each Wednesday after football practice, all my kids are mandated to go here. Minister Hakeem speak at Banner's Living Mentorship, and Anquan has been there on several occasions as a guest speaker himself, and that's just another way that he gives back to the community, not just to the football players, but to every youth in the community. I mean, it's an intimate one-on-one time to pick the brain of Anquan Bolden and just take in some of the wisdom and the insight that he's had from his very, very different experiences in life. And as you know now, he's a big, you know, social justice advocate and,
right,
you know, just educating people. But he's always giving back every Christmas, every Thanksgiving. I mean, he does his charity events, and he's always one phone call away. And I've yet to hear Anquan say no to anything that pertains to giving back to his community.
DJ, man, this has been great. We really awesome. Appreciate it. I hope everybody gets a chance at some point to go over there and see it. I lived down here forever and had not been over there to see it and had heard about that friggin' Muck Bowl. And now I've had a chance to see it a couple of times, and it really is unbelievable. By the way, DJ, we're all going to get in trouble if we don't give Lewis Oliver a shout-out from Glade Central. He's going to be looking at you know, Sweet Lou upset today, man. So
make sure we mention him. But listen. If the fans have never experienced a Muck Bowl, please go on to CuriosityStreams.com and download the app so you can watch this documentary. And I think it does a great job of portraying what that Muck Bowl game is truly like, the build-up that goes into it, the actual game itself and the thrill of it. So please check it out on CuriosityStream.com.
DJ, great having you, man. Really, really glad you could be with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me, man. You have a great day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.